You're listening to SBS News.
With music, dancing and ball skills being practiced in bare feet, it's clear this is a football league like no other. Started in 2004 by a small group of South Sudanese refugees in Melbourne's western suburbs, today nine teams compete each weekend in a community-wide event that's changing lives. Coach and player William Daniels says the league, comprised of mostly Sudanese and South Sudanese-born players, is about much more than just football.
Music, happiness, everyone's joyful. Everyone just wants to get on the field and play. It's always a good time around. It's more than about soccer, it's a lot about unity.
Arriving in Australia in 2003, Nathaniel Nile and Michael Aput founded the first team, the Western Tigers, in their first month as Australians. Michael Aput says it was a way for new arrivals to help integrate and socialise.
Sport is one of those areas where you don't need any language to fit in, and it brings everyone together.
Many of the teams are named for different regions of South Sudan, Rumbek City, Equatorian United and Jongola United amongst them, fostering pride in their heritage in their new country. Daniel Tito was one of the first to join the Western Tigers. He says he's proud to continue the legacy of the club with his son, also Tito, now the team's striker.
Who's the better player?
Me. Tito is a striker. I'm going all. He will push it all the way to Socceroos even. Yeah. That is his aim. That's the aim of Tito.
At just 16, Michael Peterwall is hoping his team, Jongola United, will help support him through to a career in the English Premier League. He's hoping a career in football will allow him to support his mum, who fled from Khartoum when he was just a baby.
Become a professional when I get older and help my family out and my brothers and sisters, my mum especially, because she's worked really hard for me and my siblings, and I just want to work really hard for her.
With no fees and no memberships, the league was one of the first in Melbourne's western suburbs to offer barrier-free participation for the African refugee communities. Sports charity RecLink came on board several years ago to help support the league in organising mini tournaments and funding equipment. RecLink's Chris Lacey says it's a grassroots initiative that's bridged the participation gap for the community.
And I just want to commend all the coaches, all the volunteers and all the players for not just saying, sitting back and saying, look, there's no options for me, so I'll just stay at home. They actually got themselves together, got themselves organised.
And the coaching doesn't stop at the pitch. RecLink is helping to connect players with social services and employers on the sidelines. RecLink's George Yenge says it's made people in the community feel more able to connect with services.
The more formal way that we used to approach with migrants and young people doesn't really work very well. It works actually here because they actually, when they go to the office to see you, they know who you are.
Wyndham is home to one of the largest South Sudanese-born communities in Victoria and has often become a battleground for political debate over claims of antisocial behaviour among African communities. Manager of Jongola United, Jacob Conn, says all young people in South Sudanese-Australian communities are paying the price for the actions of a minority.
The message that went out to the public is that these people are gang, these people are that. Now their reputation has been destroyed. They can't find job because of that. They can't go to the top club because of that.
Last year, a local South Sudanese-Australian basketball competition in Wyndham was cancelled over the venue's fears of so-called African gang violence. But Nathaniel Niles says that just makes them more determined to fight the narrative.
The word gang, you can't translate it in any other languages in Africa. It's not there. It's something that's not there. It's something that we get when we go to this country. And I can't translate it in my own dialect because I don't have it.
Abby Dinham, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.